The Yeti's Charm and the Dragon's Dilemma. In a mystical world, not too different from ours, but filled with wonders, the Yetis and dragons lived on opposite sides of the Misty Mountains. Now, you might think all creatures in a magical realm are cute, but the Yetis had a special charm, while the dragons, well, they had their own majestic allure. Here are 9 reasons why Yetis were considered adorable and dragons not so much in the eyes of the forest folks. First, Yetis had the fluffiest fur, perfect for snuggly hugs, while dragons' scales were majestic but not as cuddle-friendly. Second, Yetis smiled with their big, gentle eyes, while dragons had fierce eyes that sparkled like emeralds, but could be quite intimidating. Third, the Yetis' tiny ears would twitch amusingly when they were happy, in contrast to the dragons' ears, which were hardly seen beneath their mighty horns. Fourth, the Yetis made soft ooh sounds that filled the air with warmth, unlike the dragons' mighty roars that echoed through the valleys. Fifth, Yetis left heart-shaped footprints in the snow, which made the children giggle, while dragons left claw marks that looked impressive but not quite charming. Sixth, the Yetis loved making snow cones with fruity flavors for everyone, but dragons, with their fire breath, would accidentally melt them. Seventh, Yetis played silly games, tumbling in the snow and making everyone laugh. Dragons tried joining in, but their size and strength turned play into a robust adventure. Eighth, the Yetis loved to wear colorful scarves knitted by the grandmas of the village, which enhanced their cuteness, while dragons adorned themselves with jewels and crowns that shimmered with a regal glow. Lastly, the Yetis had a tradition of giving warm hugs on snowy days, while dragons offered rides over the clouds, which was thrilling but not as cozy. In the end, both Yetis and dragons were loved for who they were. The Yetis, with their cute antics, and the dragons with their impressive presence, both had their special place in the hearts of the inhabitants of this mystical world.